Then we have got debt service capacity. Debt service capacity, which means that how much amount of profits or how much shareholders are capable or how much company is capable to service the debt, which means is the company having the capacity to pay the interest to the shareholder, interest to the creditors or not, can be identified with the help of debt service ratio or capacity. Investors need to know whether income generated by company is adequate to bear its interest burden. This is determined by comparing its internal cash flows with its liabilities. Now, after seeing leverage, gearing, or coverage ratios, the next group of ratios we will be seeing is debt service capacity ratios. These ratios will help us to understand one important aspect. The important aspect is that does company possesses enough amount of funds? Does company possesses enough amount of money to take care of the interest what they are supposed to pay to the creditors? Has company got enough amount of funds to take care of that activity or not can be analyzed with the help of debt service capacity. To name a few ratios we have got, first is debt coverage ratio. The debt coverage ratio indicates the time it would take for a company to repay its short and long-term debt from its internally generated funds or profits. So debt coverage ratio will give us the indication that will company be able to earn enough amount of funds to take care of its long-term and short-term liabilities or not, or does company earns that much amount of funds, does company has got enough amount of capital to pay off its long-term liabilities or short-term liabilities or not, can be identified with the help of debt coverage ratios. See friends, I'll tell you one important aspect. These ratios, what I'm trying to explain you all, is very important. But friends, till the time you do not actually go on and check out the balance sheet and understand it, friends, it has got of no use. And hence, these parameters has to be understood with the aspect that we have got a balance sheet which is giving us this kind of information. So debt coverage ratios, or debt coverage ratio will give us indication that actually how much company has got the capability to take care of its short-term and long-term liabilities. This is what creditors has to be, or this is basically the situation where creditors have been taken care properly or not can be analyzed with the help of these ratios. See, remember friends, we started with market value ratios, then we went on to the earnings ratios, then we checked about the leverage, gearing, or coverage ratios. Now we are seeing the fourth module of the ratios, which is known as debt service capacity, in which I explained you all debt coverage ratios. Now moving on from debt coverage ratios is nothing but internally generated funds is equal to net profit after tax plus non-cash expenses like depreciation minus non-cash income like profit from sales and of assets. Debts is nothing but bank overdrafts plus notes payable plus term loans. The ratio is calculated by dividing internally generated funds by debtor funds. So basically this is a formula based on which you can identify and calculate the debt coverage ratios. Debt coverage ratio, the formula is basically written on this last part. That is, this ratio is calculated by dividing internally generated funds, that is numerator divided by this denominator. This is the numerator part, internally generated funds divided by debts. When you divide this by this, you will get the debt coverage ratio. Now, how do you calculate the internally generated funds? I calculate the internally generated funds by net profit after tax, plus I will add all non-cash expenses like depreciation, or sometimes I have got amortization. I will add or deduct accordingly, and non-cash income like profit from sale of assets. So whatever non-cash item has, like for example, profit or sales up from assets will be deducted. This all will be telling me how much internally generated funds actually I have earned. I mean, how much amount of cash I have got in my hand. And debts is basically bank OD plus notes payable plus term loans. All these things will be added. When I divide this by this, I'll get an indication that how much amount of debt to be repaid I have got the capacity or not. So if my funds are 1 lakh and my debt is, say for example, 1,75,000, it gives me an indication that I'm not having that much amount of capacity. On the other side, if I have got the internal generated funds is 1 lakh and debts are 75,000, it gives me an indication that I have got the capacity to repay the debts back to the creditors on time. That is what basically this ratio is going to be helpful for. This were the ratios related to what? Very good, debt to service ratio or debt service capacity. I hope everyone is clear with debt coverage ratios. कैन आई हैव क्विक रिस्पॉन्सेज फ्रॉम एवरी वन? यस आकांक्षा, मयूरी, हैव यू अंडरस्टूड एवरी वन? यस आशीष, महेश, रमेश, हैव यू अंडरस्टूड? ग्रेट, सुपर. नाउ लेट अस मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट पार्ट ऑन दिस, लायबिलिटी कवरेज. नाउ लायबिलिटी कवरेज इज ऑल्सो वन ऑफ दी पैरामीटर विच विल ऑल्सो टेकन इन टू कंसिडरेशन. वाई आर वी सींग मोर अमाउंट ऑफ क्रेडिटर्स काइंड ऑफ रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज? बिकॉज वेन एन इन्वेस्टर बिकॉज वेन एन इन्वेस्टर इन्वेस्ट मनी इन अ कंपनी एंड वेन यू बिकम शेयर होल्डर, यू वॉन्ट टू मेक श्योर दैट यू आर नॉट बेसिकली रूइनिंग द मनी ऑफ द क्रेडिटर्स, बिकॉज दे आर अवर लाइबिलिटीज, वी हैव टू पे देम बैक, एंड हेंस वी हैव गॉट मोर सच थिंग्स विच विल बी टेकन इन टू कंसिडरेशन फ्रॉम द क्रेडिटर्स परस्पेक्टिव. द लाइबिलिटी कवरेज रेशियो इज यूज टू डिटरमाइन द टाइम ऑफ अ कंपनी वुड टेक टू ऑल इट्स लाइबिलिटीज फ्रॉम इंटरनली जनरेटेड फंड. सो फ्रॉम इट्स फंड जनरेटेड, हाउ मच टाइम इट विल टेक टू आई मीन गिव अप और गिव अवे ऑल इट्स लाइबिलिटीज. द रेशियो इज कैलकुलेटेड बाई डिवाइडिंग इंटरनली जनरेटेड फंड by total average liabilities. So this will be identified with the help of what? How much internally funds I have generated divided by how much is the total liabilities I am supposed to repay. Now ratio of 0.20 indicates that company needs 5 years to pay off its liabilities, while the ratio of 0.125 indicates it would take 8 years. So these are a few ratios which will give us this kind of understanding. That liability coverage, again I repeat once again, is what? Basically, how much time the company will take to repay all its liabilities, whatever liabilities they have got for so many years. If I have to repay, how much time it will take? And if the ratio is 0.20, it will give me an indication that company will take approximately 5 years to repay. And if it is basically 0.125, it will give me an indication that company will take approximately 8 years to repay these loans. Interest cover. Interest cover means how much amount of time or how much earnings would be required to pay off the interest, or does the company have got the capacity to pay the interest or not, can be analyzed with the help of interest coverage ratios. Interest cover, a ratio of prime importance, measures whether a company has adequate profits to meet the interest payments on its obligations. So this will tell me the situation that company has got enough amount of funds to take care of its liabilities or not, can be identified with the help of interest coverage ratio. It is calculated by dividing earnings before interest and taxes, that is PBIT, NBIT or EBIT, whatever we call it as. It is basically earnings before interest and taxes by average interest expense divided by how much interest I am supposed to pay. Debt service ratios are important to determine whether a company has the capacity to service its debts and repay its liabilities or not. So interest coverage, I hope everyone has understood this part. That does the company has got enough amount of liquid cash or company earns that much amount of profits to take care of its liabilities or not, can be analyzed with the help of these ratios. So if I have to sum up the whole debt service coverage ratio, it is very important because these ratios will help me to understand one important aspect, that company has got enough capacity to take care of its creditors' money or not, can be analyzed with the help of this particular genre of ratios. So far we have seen 4 different ratios. First we saw was market value, earnings, leverage, gearing, leverage or gearing or coverage ratios. Then we saw debt service ratios. Let us now go and see different parameters which will be required for understanding how company would check about that company's assets and company's activities have been properly done or not. So we will be taking care about all these things with these ratios. The next ratio is return on total assets. This ratio allows to determine whether the margin earned on sales is reasonable, are assets effectively and adequately used, and are interest charges paid by the company too high or not. So basically return on total assets means what? Total assets are been properly utilized or not. Say for example, I had got 5 lakh rupees from funds as borrowed from the market. With 5 lakh rupees, I bought a machine worth 4 lakh rupees. Now this 4 lakh machine should generate some amount of returns or money or not for me. How much it is generating can be analyzed with the help of return on total assets. So how much amount of assets are contributing for money for the business can be analyzed with the help of this ratio. So return on total assets, the formula is net income after tax divided by average total assets. So this ratio will help me to understand that does company have got enough amount of funds or not funds. Is that the company's total assets been properly taken care of the earnings or not? or is it basically earning that much amount of money out of the total assets or not? Next is return on common equity. Whatever funds we have invested, common equity means shares. How much amount of money I have invested in the business? Is it giving me some returns or not? Can we analyze with the help of return on common equity? So this ROCE, as we in acronym or in short form we call it as ROCE. The ROCE ratio measures the ratio of return to the shareholders on their investment. So when shareholders invest, how much they are getting in return can be identified with the help of ROCE, that is return on common equity. One can check whether the ROCE of the company being studied is better than that of the other company or industry average. So one can check out what is the ROCE of their company and what is the ROCE of industry, or what is the ROCE of basically other companies. With that they can identify that is the company doing good, is the company doing bad, or is the company doing excellent. We can identify with the help of ROCE ratios. To calculate ratio of return on common equity, we have to go to formula is net income after taxes less interest less dividend on preference shareholder divided by average shareholder's equity. So if I have to calculate return on common equity, the formula is what? Net income after tax, that is NPAT minus interest minus preference dividend divided by average shareholder's equity. So how much are the number of shareholders can be identified with the help of which we can get return on common equity. Then the most famous ratios, I believe everyone knows, current ratio. The current ratio measures the liquidity of the business or not. How is the company's liquidity position of the company? If I want to identify, I can identify with the help of current ratio. This is computed by dividing company's current assets divided by current liabilities, and ideally the ratio should be 2:1, but not in today's dynamic scenario where the ratios of 2:1 is not favorable, because there would be a possibility where in current assets there would be more amount of inventory blocked in between or also or not. So current ratio basically is going to help us to understand how much amount of current assets divided by current liabilities, and how much is the company's position for short term liquidity position is there or not. So we can identify with the help of current ratio. We have got quick or acid test ratio. This ratio gives us the indication that if immediately we have to pay to our liabilities in short term period, do we have enough amount of cash or not. So this ratio indicates that the quick or acid test is applied to examine to find out whether company has enough cash to meet its current obligations without liquidating its stocks. So without liquidating my inventory or stocks, do I have enough amount of cash to take care of my liabilities or not? I can identify with the help of quick or acid test ratio. This is computed by dividing current assets minus inventory, or known as stock, divided by current liability. Ideally the ratio should be 1:1, which means that much amount of cash or current assets has generated enough amount of cash to take care of the liabilities. That is basically known as quick or acid test ratio. Next we have got is asset management and efficiency. How management is efficient or not will also tell us that how company is performing its tasks. So competent management ensures that assets are employed productively and minimum funds are blocked in them. So if the company is very competent, the employees in the company are very potential, they have got enough amount of competency, or the skills of the employees in the company are extraordinarily superb, then it tells us, or it will give us the indication, that there are not enough amount of funds blocked in wrong activities. Like inventory, there should be not enough amount of funds should be blocked. The fund should not be blocked in machines which are not being used regularly, and machines are just lying in the company. So if we have got competent or an efficient or effective management, they will take care of all such things. So asset management ratios can be used to trends and the efficiency with which the management of the company utilizes its assets. So asset management ratios will help us to identify that has the company's management be able to take care of the assets of the business or not, will be a very important, or will have great importance to the shareholders also. Here again, one must remember that high ratios should not cause interruption in production, delivery or sales losses, either due to inadequate inventory or stringent credit to customers. Remember, here the ratios should not be very high or low. The ratios, numbers would not affect. But what basically this ratio is all about is that to give us one important indication that has the management being able to take care of the business actually in a very, very super manner or not? Has they been able to actually take care of the assets? Has they been actually able to generate revenues out of the assets or not, can be identified with the help of asset management ratios. We have got few asset management ratios, and to name few, one of them is stock turnover, also known as inventory turnover ratio. This ratio indicates how much number of times inventory has actually moved out of the business. That is right from raw material to work in progress to finished goods to getting goods sold in the market. How much this cycle has been faster or slower can be identified with the help of stock turnover ratio. If this ratio is more, it shows that the cycle running is very fast. That is from raw material to work in progress to finished goods to goods going in the market. This cycle is fast. If this ratio is less, which will tell me what? That this cycle is very, very slow in activity. So stock turnover ratio measures the number of times stock is turned over in a year, the quantum of stock held to support sales. Now to calculate the stock turnover ratio, we have the formula is cost of goods sold divided by average stock times stock turned over. So how much number of times stock turnover? So this ratio is basically going to give us this indication. And as far as asset management ratios are concerned, this ratio will tell also that how much management is efficient to take care of the inventory of the business and money are not getting blocked in the business. Then also we'll calculate with the help of after seeing this formula, that is stock turnover ratio is equal to cost of goods sold divided by average stock times stock turned over, which will give a stock turnover ratio. Finally, we will take this particular part into 365 days into average stock divided by cost of goods sold stock measured in a days of a sale. So both these ratios are used to identify stock turnover ratio, and this ratio will tell us how much number of times the stock has actually transformed from raw material to work in progress and work in progress to finished goods. Moving on from stock turnover ratio to the next ratio known as average collection period. Average collection period means what? How much time the company's management takes to collect the funds from the market. I have sold goods to the customers in the market. How much time my accounts department or how much time my company's back office team take to collect funds from the market? If I want to identify, I can identify with the help of average collection period. So average collection period represents the length of time a company must wait after making a sales before it actually receives cash from the customers. So the cycle starts like this: raw material to work in progress to finished goods are sold in the market to the customers who becomes our debtors, and then we go on the due date to collect the funds from them, and there is a chance they might give us funds. There is also a chance they might postpone giving funds to us. So how much this cycle is going to give us the cash faster can be analyzed with the help of average collection period. The formula for average collection period is average debts divided by average sales per day or average debts divided by annual sales multiplied by 365. This will give us average collection period. Usually, from industries to industries, the ratios are different. Some industries' ratios are maybe 7 days, some industries would be have ratios of 3 days, some industry would have ratios of 30 days, some also have got ratios of 60, 45 days, 60 days, 90 days, and as per the business, they have got different ratios. So average collection period will tell us about this particular part. This ratio is important in assessing the effective credit administration and demand for company's products. So this ratio will also tell us that how much company's products are in demand, how much cycle is moving faster, are customers having enough amount of liking towards the products or not? Are the orders been coming in more way or not can be identified with the help of average collection period. Increasing ratio suggests companies experiencing difficulties in collecting debts from customers and there may be customer dissatisfaction. If the ratio is more, so if the ratio is 125, 145, 175, 800 days, so this more numbers will tell us what? That customers are dissatisfied and company's management is not having enough amount of skills to collect the funds from the market. So higher the ratio will give us this kind of dissatisfactory answers. If the ratios are smaller or lower, it will tell us that company has got enough amount of funds or enough amount of competency or skills or force to get the funds back from the market. So if I have to conclude, asset management ratios measures effective use of assets, size of inventories held and quality of credit policy. So asset management ratios will tell me how inventories have been properly managed or not, and also that Has the company been able to take care of the debtors or not? So these were in full length different ratios, which were very important for us to understand what exactly company are doing, and based on this, we can identify actually the company's performance in the market. Now, moving from that area of asset management, where the management would be taken care about how the assets have been managed or not, and different parameters of ratios, finally we move on to the next area of understanding is the profitability ratios. Now, can someone tell me what do we mean by word profitability? Yes, I am asking this question to you all, friends. Can someone tell me what do we mean by word profitability? Yes, Akash, can you tell me what do we mean by word profitability? Wow, Akash tells me profitability means profit. Okay. Yes, Muzaffar, can you tell me what do we mean by word profitability? Again, profit, same he says. Yes. Dilip, can you tell me what do we mean by word profitability? Okay, he tells me, sir, selling price minus cost price. Very good, Dilip. Yes. Can someone else? I think I'll ask this question to Rekha. Yes, Rekha, can you tell me what do you mean by profitability? Come again. Okay, when I achieve break even. No, break even beta is a different concept. Okay, somebody else would like to try on? Okay, great. I've got this understanding from few of you all what you have told me that, sir, break even, I mean, sorry, profitability means sales price minus cost price, or basically profit. Actually speaking, profitability does not mean sales price minus cost price. If profit and profitability would be the same, then why would we call it as profitability as a different term and profit as a different term? We would have called it as profit only. But we have got different understanding for the word profitability. What do we actually mean by term profitability is that what is the ability of company to generate profit over a period of time is called as profitability. Remember, friends, profit and profitability are two different parameters. Profits means what? If I make this product for 100 rupees and I sell this product in the market for 175, then the 75 is what is profit. And what is profitability, friends? Profitability means ability to earn profit in near future. Might be for the fact at this particular moment I would not be generating 75 rupees as a difference. Might be for the fact I would not be generating 80 rupees as a profit, but I would be generating just 20 rupees. But how much amount of period of time I can consistently generate 20 rupees for how many years is called as profitability. So profitability is ability of company to generate profit for long term purpose is meant, I mean, is basically measured or understood as what is meant as profitability. Let us see what does profitability ratios indicate. So profitability ratios indicate company's profitability in relation to earlier years to those of other companies in the industry or outside. So what is company's possible, I mean company's position or company's outlook that the company has earned enough amount of profits vis-à-vis the last year, last few years of its performance. The rates are often compared with rates of inflation and rate of cost of capital and borrowings. Trends of profitability ratios needs to be evaluated to obtain indications of future developments in the company. So remember, the key over here is what? Future developments in the company and not what company has earned this year. How company is going to be able to earn money in future? What is the future development of the company? What is the future development of how the company is going to function probably in the market can be identified with the help of profitability ratios. So remember finally, friends, that while investing, investor looks for two or three parameters. First such parameter is profitability. Does company have got enough amount of profits or not? So friends, in the same manner, enough amount of profits or not is not the question. The question is, can company generate profits for a longer period of time? If I have to identify, I am talking about profitability ratios. So as an investor, if you are an investor, Arun, if you are an investor, Payal, if you are an investor, Kajal, or if you are an investor, Akshay, you are going to always check about three parameters. One of such is profitability. Profitability ratios are among the more important group of ratios and need to be examined in depth. Every change in it conveys long-term results of the company. So every change happening in the profitability ratios will give me the indication that how in long run it is going to impact the company. One must check that in order to increase the ratios, company does not overprice itself and ultimately face extinction in the competition. One must always check that to make sure and give the indication to the market that I have got the capacity, that as a company I have got the potential to earn profits in long run. I would not manipulate. That is, the company does not manipulate the books. Company does not play around with the books. Company does not manipulate or change the numbers. That is what as an investor you need to check out always. That how if the company's sales from last year to this year has drastically improved 100%, there is something wrong which might be happening. So you need to keep a check, keep an eye. So as an investor, profitability ratios plays a very important role for your understanding and checking out how company is performing its activities in the market. Next is the liquidity. Liquidity is one of the parameters that every investor always checks about when is he going to invest in the company. He wants to check out that whenever in at overnight, say for example, there's some problem in the family and I need funds. Am I holding shares of such companies when I go and sell in the market would be liquid enough for me to get? Or from the perspective also that when is the company having enough amount of liquid cash to pay off its liabilities or not? So all these are basically liquidity parameters. So one of the first thing a person needs to know about a company is whether it can pay its currently maturing financial obligations as well as having enough cash to meet its operational requirements. So if you are an investor, you need to check out that your company in which you are going to invest, or you are a shareholder of a company, does your company have got enough amount of funds to check about its requirements, or basically when liabilities or the creditors are there. So have I got enough amount of funds to pay off this creditors or not? I have to check about with the help of liquidity ratios. To know this, he relies on liquidity ratios. So to know this, as an investor relies on liquidity ratios. The firm must have adequate liquid assets to arrange payments to its employees, creditors and to the government, if at all they are supposed to pay to the government also. Sometimes it may happen that government imposes a tax liability on you. You have got enough amount of funds to take care of your liabilities you are supposed to pay to the government. Are you having enough amount of funds to pay off your creditors? Are you as a company having enough amount of funds to take care of your employees' requirement? Is what the question as an investor you need to ask to yourself, that does the company possess enough amount of capabilities to take care of the liquidity aspect of the business or not? So finally, we are reached to the ending part of this sub chapter, that is limitations. Like it has been always a very beautiful quote which I read few weeks back, that every coin has two sides. If we have got a lot of benefit, we also have got some demerit also, or not benefit also. Like if we have got an advantage, we always would have a disadvantage also of such tools. If I am having maybe sometimes positive points to it, I would definitely have a negative point to it. So on that note, let us go and check about the limitations what are there for ratio analysis. Each company has its own multifaceted management environment with different products, processes, markets, etc. Developing meaningful averages for comparing the performance is difficult. So each company has got their own views, own facts, own figures, own performances and own viewpoints. Each company are not same. Every company in the market are not same. Some company would prefer cash as an important tool. Some company would prefer customers as an important tool. Some more company would prefer shareholders as an important tool. So every company has got different parameter to look as far as company's performance is concerned. So that is what is the biggest limitation, because of which we cannot get a uniform answer. Also, a particular ratio can be improved at the cost of other ratio. Intelligent interpretation of ratios is necessary. So what may happen, a particular ratio like asset management ratios can be improved at the cost of other ratio like profitability. I can improve the asset management ratios by reducing the profitability ratios, or I can improve the profitability ratios by reducing the asset management ratios. I can manipulate these ratios as per the requirement of my, because it is pure a number game. So I can play with the numbers and increase or decrease as per the my requirement. But what is the bottom line is that how intelligently you interpret these ratios is necessary. Trust me, friends, ratio itself is not important. The answer of the ratios is not important. What is important, friends, is what? Is the ratio telling to us. What we interpret from the ratios. The answer might be 2, 5, 10, 15, 20. But the 2, 5, 10, 15, 20 does not tell me that this company is a good company or a bad company. Interpreting the ratios actually tell me, is this company a good company or a bad company? In fact, there is nothing known as good company or bad company. All companies have got their own way of functioning. It is up to you, how do you analyze these companies, and based on that parameters you invest. Accounting policies are also followed by companies has to be examined before analyzing its financial ratios. It is also not necessary, remember friends, that every company has got the same kind of accounting policies. Some might have accounting policies very, very liberal. Some might have got accounting policies very, very stringent. Some might change the accounting policies as per the needs. Some might not change the accounting policies as per the needs. Some may follow depreciation policies in some manner, and some may follow depreciation policies in some other manner. That cannot be a way of analyzing or comparing the companies. But what matters is that we would, this is the biggest limitation, because everyone has got a different way of interpreting their own business. Each component of ratio should be checked. Example, inventory can be shown at its lowest only on the balance sheet day of the year. That this is basically our biggest limitation. Inventory throughout the year would be very high, but on the day when they are going to show the balance sheet or prepare the balance sheet, I can reduce the inventory as per my want. I can reduce the inventory and raise something else in that current assets. I can increase the debtors and show inventory less. When the returns are filed, when the balance sheet is prepared, everything is done, I can rechange that whole thing as per my requirement. So this is the biggest limitations, friends, as far as ratio analysis is concerned. Before forming opinion about finance, management of a company should check out all the ratios. So before you as a company start or takes a decision, now this is what exactly I'm going to do, I'm going to invest in this company, remember, you are going to take decision based on these ratios. Trust me, friends, these ratios are very, very, very important. If I would have been an investor of my own hard-earned money, then I would check all these parameters existing in the market, and based on that, I would take a decision, should I invest or should I not invest. So finally, if I were to sum up this whole chapter of ratio analysis, an exhaustive chapter, I would like to tell you only one thing, friends. Ratio analysis is one such beautiful chapter that gives you, or that helps you or assists you to actually analyze how the company is performing in the market. There are loopholes, there are hindrances, there are obstacles which company would not show it to you. But as an investor, it is your lookout. How do you read the bottom lines or middle given lines for your investment? Trust me, friends, I had a great time explaining this chapter. I hope you had the same great time understanding this chapter. And friends, also there is one more information for you all, that this is the last part or last chapter for this whole investment management part 1. Friends, it was an exotic time interacting with you all. I had a wonderful time explaining you all right from the basics, what is investment, what is liquidity, returns, and many, many technical parameters. We went into situations where we learned how to invest, where to invest, when to invest, what are different aspects we need to keep in mind while investing, what are different kinds of technical aspects we need to understand. We saw chartings of invest for investment. We saw shares as a most prime important tool for investment, and many, many more other parameters. But friends, I would like to suggest only one thing, that all said and done, if you actually want to earn, or if you actually want to take care of your future, then you can do so only if and only if you actually start investing. There are a lot of people who will talk a lot of things about investment. There are books written on investment. Lecturers like me would give a lot of lectures of what investment is and how to invest, where to invest. There are so many tools available for investment. But friends, if you want to take care of your hard earned money, you are the only decision maker. I am just going to advise. But what happens to your money? You are the sole responsible person for your money. So when you are investing on some tips available from colleagues or from internet, from surfing websites or from some brokers, it is not the sole way to invest. You have to take responsibility of your own money. You need to check out these parameters and then it will give you a clear indication where, when and how should you invest. And if something goes wrong, then you will be at least satisfied that you have actually done an analysis and then your analysis went wrong, but not on somebody else's information you have invested. Trust me friends, it was an extraordinary subject of investment management to explain you all. I had extremely good time and good memories to explain you all this particular part. Hope you had also a good time learning this part. I wish you all happy earnings and a successful money making period ahead in life. That's all from my side. Thank you, friends.